This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least 9 Americans have been killed in the attacks on Israel by Hamas. The State Department says some Americans are still missing and unaccounted for, but it doesn't have a number. Almost 1,200 people in all have been killed in the attacks. That includes those on both sides of the conflict. The AP's Donna Warder with what the U.S. is doing.
The U.S. is sending a carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean in support of Israel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's ordered the Ford carrier strike group to sail to the eastern Mediterranean to be ready to assist Israel following the attack by Hamas. The USS Gerald R. Ford is the Navy's newest and most advanced aircraft carrier, and its roughly 5,000 sailors and deck of warplanes will be accompanied by cruisers and destroyers. Donna Warder, Washington.
The AP's Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem, where he says a lot of people are watching the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah right now.
Hezbollah is considered a major threat and a major concern right now. Yesterday, there was a small flare-up along the border where Hezbollah opened fire into a disputed area on the Lebanese border. Israel responded, and then things quickly quieted down. But the army has said that it has mobilized additional forces to the area, and it's on high alert. Remember, Hamas and Hezbollah are both groups with close connections to Iran, and there are concerns that Iran may try to heat up things.
The AP's Joseph Fetterman reporting from Jerusalem. Flights to and from Hamburg Airport in Germany were suspended for about an hour and a half this morning after authorities got a threat to a plane flying from Iran to Germany. The plane landed in Hamburg overnight. No further details. Union workers at Mack Trucks went on strike this morning, saying no to an agreement negotiators had reached with the company. This is AP News. Well, we didn't win Powerball.
Powerball jackpot is up to an estimated $1.55 billion after no one matched Saturday night's winning number. Powerball player Howard Sanborn says he doesn't buy lottery tickets often, but now has more than a billion reasons to.
I buy it, but it's got to be at least $1.5 billion.
Antonio, who manages this convenience store,
one ticket or two tickets,
says lottery ticket buyers can't believe how big the jackpot is.
Give me 20, give me 10, give me 100, give me 200, give me 500, you know, just a lot, selling a lot.
Even he's getting in on the action.
$4 here, $2 there, but nothing major.
Okay.
I'm still here.
The last time someone won Powerball was July. That prize was only $1.08 billion compared to a $2 billion jackpot won last year. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.